It's time for another trip through the golden history of Hollywood and another podcast from the Warner Archive Collection. I'm George Feltenstein, and I'm proud to be your host for today's podcast. With award season upon us, we look back at the many award-winning films from the Warner Brothers Entertainment Library, the world's largest with the films of Warner Brothers, pre-1986 MGM, and RKO Radio Pictures, among the thousands of films in our library. Today's award-winning film is a Best Picture Oscar winner and a mighty three-hour epic. It's entitled The Great Ziegfeld. It earned the Oscar for Best Picture in 1936 and stars William Powell and Louise Reiner, who earned the Best Actress Academy Award for her performance as Anna Held. The Great Ziegfeld was a biography of the legendary Broadway showman, Florian Ziegfeld, and also co-starred Myrna Loy, portraying the role of Billie Burke, who was Ziegfeld's second wife in real life. And Billy Burke's name is best known to movie audiences as Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. But Miss Burke is not in this film. It's Myrna Loy who portrayed the role in the film. And we're going to hear how the film was promoted back in 1936 as MGM sent radio trailers out to radio stations all over the United States to promote this lavish motion picture. So let's go back to 1936 as we listen to the Leo is on the Air radio trailer for The Great Ziegfeld, which is now available on DVD from Warner Home Video and available for sale by going to thewbshop.com. Enjoy!
Leo is on the air. Mayor presents a program dedicated to the greatest entertainment triumph of this generation, The Great Ziegfeld, a picture combining the stirring drama, the heartthrobs, the gay comedy, and the life of Florian Ziegfeld, the world's master showman. With this picture comes a rebirth of all the glory, the daring beauty, the melodious splendor, the gorgeous magnificence, and the glittering spectacle of the mighty stage triumphs that Ziegfeld produced. Heading the cast of hundreds are William Powell, Myrna Loy, Louise Reiner, and Virginia Bruce, with the world's fairest woman. The symphonic orchestra and the ensemble under the direction of Arthur Lang open the program with one of the new song hits from the picture, She's a Folly's Girl. In the gay 90s, when a young theatrical producer named Florian Ziegfeld married a French stage beauty, Anna Held, and starred her on Broadway. The success of Anna Held made Ziegfeld ambitious, but he lacked the money to carry out his extravagant and original plans for a new type show. One day he walked into the theatrical offices of Florian Erlang and spoke to their office manager.
Jack, I want to do a new show. A big show. I'm willing to split the entire thing 50-50 with Erlanger, and all he has to do is to put up the money and furnish the theater.
Oh, that's all?
That's all.
Of course, you furnish the star.
Oh, this isn't for Anna. No, Anna's show is all set. No? In this one? I want to star the girls.
Don't be ridiculous. Without personalities, I haven't got a chance.
Oh, I'll have personalities, all right. Lots of personalities. But they'll mostly be blondes and brunettes.
But what's so unusual about a girl show? We've got plenty of them on the circuit now.
Oh, I don't mean that kind. They're way out of date. Why, you're using the same scenery now that you used 20 years ago. Woodwinds and flats. I want to do a show with silk drapes, with lace, with beautiful girls. I want to dress them not for the bald heads in the front row, but for the women in the last rows. I want to surround them with glitter, with glamour. Glorify them. Say, there's a good word, Jack. Glorify.
Sounds all right if you know what it means.
It'll look all right, too. Glorifying the American girl.
Florence Ziegfeld became the most talked about man in the show world. In one flashing musical picture comes all that the great Ziegfeld gave to the world in his crowded lifetime. American girlhood glorified, great Ziegfeld stars, the melodies he made immortal. Now we hear a song that will always be associated with Ziegfeld's memory. A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody, written by Irving Berlin.
Like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the thread of a haunting refrain, she'll stop upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. Your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then a pretty girl is just like a pretty.
Another new number from the great Ziegfeld. It is called You Gotta Pull Strings.
You gotta pull strings. You gotta pull strings. If you wanna go places, want to see things, you gotta pull strings. Your mama and dad, your daddy told me. If you want to be happy, live it like me. You got to pull strings. Ladies, gentlemen, one, two, three, four. You got to pull strings. Your problem and care. Well, that is one way. If you want to be happy, live it like me. You got to pull strings.
You never looked so beautiful, sung by Virginia Bruce and the Men's Ensemble.
You never looked so beautiful before. Each time I look at you, I love you more.
The things you say are so sweet and tender. What can I do but tell you I surrender?
You never looked so perfectly before. It's almost like a dream to take your part. You're everything for me, everything that I adore. You never looked so beautiful before.
Ron Ziegfeld, the master showman, knew the talent like gold is where you find it. He developed great personalities in his shows, and they came from all walks of life and all possible environments. Ziggy once heard of a clever girl who was singing in a burlesque show in New York. She was not pretty. She was awkward and unprepossessing. But she had talent, and he quickly realized it. Now let's step into the darkened auditorium of the famous New Amsterdam Theater as Ziegfeld's new star first appears for rehearsal.
How do you expect Miss Bryce to sing a sad song about her man dressed up like a nightingale? I find personalities and you try to destroy them. I didn't engage Miss Bryce as a showgirl. I'd go to a second-hand store somewhere and get her an old dress. She's supposed to be an Apache, poor French girl, an urchin.
Yes, sir.
So to work for Ziegfeld, I got to be an urchin. Even in burlesque, I was middle class.
Now, sing the song, Fanny. Now, Vic, let's go.
Music and scenes from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's supreme triumph of musical magnificence and romantic heart interest, The Great Ziegfeld, starring William Powell as Ziegfeld, Myrna Loy as Billy Burke, Louise Reiner as Anna Hill. On this program, you also heard Virginia Bruce as a glorified Ziegfeld beauty, Frank Morgan in the role of the rival theatrical manager, and Fanny Bryce as herself. The great Ziegfeld, his tempestuous romance with Anna Hill, the heartthrobs and glamorous dramatic events in the career of this colorful character. The program closes with the sparkling song hit, You, from the great Ziegfeld. A Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture directed by Robert Z. Leonard and produced by Hans Stromberg.
We hope you enjoyed that Leo is on the Air radio trailer for The Great Ziegfeld, and also want to draw your attention to Louise Reiner having won the Oscar the following year, 1937, for her wonderful portrayal in The Good Earth opposite Paul Muni, which is also available from Warner Home Video. Interesting production note about The Great Ziegfeld, it was originally supposed to be a Universal picture, and Universal found the costs were going to be too prohibitive and that they couldn't afford to make the movie, so they sold the production just as it was about to begin to MGM, who turned it into a huge blockbuster and the Academy Award winner for Best Picture for 1936. So thanks for listening to this podcast, and look for the next Warner podcast as we celebrate the glories of Hollywood.